Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready to find out what's going on with the Padres?
They love it. They love it. And what's not
to
love?
Let's go right to the source. It's the Padres Management Report on Friar Friday. Right here on your home of the Padres.
Colonel, we got to throw a star.
97.3 The Fan.
We're going to head out right now to our SDCCU fan hotline. We're joined by the vice president and general manager of the Padres, one AJ Preller. AJ, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Coach, how are you?
Doing well. You on the trip with the ball club?
No, not with the team today.
Okay. Probably getting ready for that MLB draft coming up in early June, huh?
It's typical of the big league season. There's a lot going on. You know, I mean, it's not just the major league club. You've got, you know, four affiliates in full swing right now from low A to triple A. You've got another group in extended spring training in Arizona getting ready for their season starting. And then you got a group in the Dominican complex getting ready for their year. And then just like you mentioned, you've got the June draft coming up where you're going to add a whole, you know, another group of 40-plus players to the system. So it's a year-round deal, and things are in full swing.
Hey, AJ, how involved can you get right now with the amateur draft? Obviously, you're being updated by Mark Connor and his staff and with all the scouts, but how entrenched can you actually get involved right now when you're handling all these other things?
I mean, we have a staff. They do a great job, and the last 3 years they've – 3-plus years, Mark at the helm there, I think, now for, you know, is going into, I believe, maybe his fifth draft. But they've done a great job identifying the top players in the country. Our regional cross-checkers, Andrew Salvo, Chip Lawrence from the national side, Kirk Kemp from the national side, you know, Josh Emmerich on the West Coast, Chris Kelly down south, Yancey Ayers in the Midwest. These guys, they're very experienced. They've now been together for a few years. And really just let those guys run and do their deal. And I get updates regularly, but, they're the ones seeing the players on the regular. They're the ones that have a track record with these guys. And, you know, it's a year-round process. There's a lot of meetings. There's a lot of information back and forth, but a lot of faith in that group to put the board together and pick the best guys here in a month.
AJ Preller joining us on the SDCCU fan hotline and part of our Friar Fridays. Can you give us an update on Fernando Tatis Jr.? We know he's down in Arizona right now, but is he getting a little bit closer to coming off the IL?
Yeah, I think the reports from the last week every day he's gotten, you know, it seems like he's getting himself in a better position overall. He's going to be in Arizona for the weekend, working out with the group there and getting back on the field baseball wise, and hopefully getting some innings in the field and getting some at bats. And I think we'll have more information, a better idea coming out of the weekend exactly how close he is and where he's at. But he's obviously it was a moment, I guess, there. Huh. It feels like months ago, right? but about a week ago or so there in Atlanta, and you know, where he made the stretch play there, and I think everybody kind of held their breath for a minute, and he's come out of it, and with the hamstring strain, and I think overall the last few days he keeps getting better and better. Hopefully, he'll be back on the field here soon.
Do you think there's a possibility we could see him up at Dodger Stadium Tuesday night?
I think like for us, it's kind of just go day to day and see how the weekend goes. You know, I think with these injuries, you really don't know until you just see how certain players respond. And I think what our plan is, get through the weekend. We'll huddle up again as a group on Sunday, see where he's at, and then kind of figure out what his next week looks like.
You know, AJ, you've got so many things on your plate, and I got to throw this out because this is something I know you talk with your staff about before the year, and it's constant monitoring, and that's the innings limitation a lot of your starters. I would think just because all these guys are young, even a Matt Strom making the conversion from reliever to starter, all these guys are probably on some type of innings limitation, and you know, you got to wonder where you're going to be in September. If you guys are in the race and you got all these young guys, you know, pushing maybe their innings limit, how you go about getting through the month of September trying to stay in the race?
I mean, I think we've talked about it. We obviously have, you know, we have a young group of starters that are going through through the major league season in some cases for the, you know, at the early part of their careers, in some cases for the first time. So I think we understand that this thing is built for, you know, for a longer run, and we're not looking, you know, at just this season. We've got guys that are, you know, at the beginning parts of their career, and we want to be smart about it, but also, you know, looking to be competitive as a club. And, you know, we've planned out, obviously, the first month of the season, Andy and the coaching staff and the front office, Josh Stein and Nick Ennis and Fred Yeoman, everybody planned out some planned breaks for certain guys, you know, using the off days, inserting, you know, an extra starter from the minor leagues, whether it's Paige Robula or Cal Quantrill, you know, into that mix. And, you know, I think we'll look over the course of the next 6 weeks to continue to stretch these guys so that they're able to pitch, develop, get innings, but also, you know, from a total inning standpoint, we're putting them in a good spot throughout the season and we're not overextending. So, you know, again, we've got a plan for the year. We'll let it unfold. A lot of it, they'll tell us kind of how, where they're at and how things are going. But we'll kind of look at it in, you know, in different stretches and see what's best for our club and for the individual players and go from there with them.
AJ Preller, our guest here on Friar Fridays on our SDCCU fan hotline. Mackenzie Gore is just rolling through rather nicely right now in the California League. His numbers are off the chart right now. When do you know, as a general manager, you need to move a guy to a higher level? Because I would certainly think at some point in time this year, you guys are going to be looking to move him up.
Yeah, I mean, our farm system, our minor league group, you know, Sam Gainey, Ben Sestanovich, those guys do a great job of, you know, we have plans for each one of the individual players. We've got, you know, different requirements that we're looking for guys to be able to achieve, and players participating in that, understanding what the expectation is. And, you know, I think we say it all the time, the players tell us, you know, when they've kind of checked those boxes. And, you know, I get constant updates from the group and, you know, where guys are at from the different game reports, the scouts that go out and see those players, the coaches that are with them on a regular basis, and then the checkers from the development side that are going in there. And, you know, and like in McKenzie's case, he's gotten off to a great start in Elsinore, you know, hopefully the blister issue behind him and then fingernail issue behind him. And, you know, again, he's a guy with a bright future, but, you know, I think that'll be part of conversation throughout the summer. I think the biggest part with McKenzie specifically is as he continues to develop as a pitcher. He continues to log innings, continues to work on the secondary pitch and some of the smaller things that he's going to have to do when he gets up to San Diego here, whenever that is. And I think that's what our focus is. And, you know, if we get the report at different points in time through the year from Sam and Sesto, especially that, you know, he needs a new challenge, we'll look at that then.
AJ, Will Myers got off to a fantastic start, really struggling right now. What are you seeing from your vantage point?
Yeah, Will is, you know, I think again, like he got off to the first few weeks of the season, it seemed like every big spot, every big moment, he was right in the middle of it, getting a big hit for us. You know, starting on opening day, you know, with the home run there on opening day, and I think a couple of big hits that day. And you know, again, baseball, it's a long year, and there's going to be ups and downs. And I think from Will's standpoint, the biggest thing we know is their track record. Usually, guys, you know, they come back to kind of, you know, what they've been, the numbers they've put up. I think the last years with Will, it's been more about staying on the field, being healthy. That's a big positive. I think he's in a great spot from a body standpoint, from a health standpoint. You know, a lot of faith. Johnny Washington, our hitting coach, does a great job. You know, he's got a great relationship with these guys. He has a good message. And honestly, a lot of faith that him and Will, you know, they'll get back to what we saw in the first couple of weeks of the season in terms of a performance standpoint. And, you know, I think again, we have asked him and challenged him from a defensive standpoint to, you know, to play, a couple different outfield spots. He's played he's played a solid center field for us, and he's played a really, really good left field. He continues to go over there and show he's a good outfielder. He's an athlete. So, you know, the bat part of it, that's usually the part that we worry about the least with Will, and a lot of faith that Andy and Jay Wash and the staff will, you know, we'll get Will and get him back, producing for us every single night.
Hey, last thing, I appreciate the time as always, AJ. Luis Urias, I know his numbers are good right now in AAA, but what are the reports you're getting from your people?
Yeah, I think, he's swinging the bat well overall. He went down there and just had a couple of huge games when he first got back to AAA. Each guy, they've got, things that they're working on so that that they're able to come back and achieve at the highest level, achieve at the big league level. So with Luis, he's a huge priority for us. He's a guy that's, we've looked at. He's a really bright player, bright prospect for us over the course of the last, three, four years or so in our system. I think we look forward to the point in time where we feel like he's ready to come to the big leagues and contribute on a regular basis. And, I think that's part of really the next month for us as we go down to, our guys go in and out of AAA, just seeing where he's at. And he's swinging the bat well. I want to make sure that he's able to make a few small adjustments, and that when he's able to come back, he comes back and, he's able to stay here in San Diego for a long time.
Well, the ball club's playing great right now. Big five-game road trip. The start tonight of three in Colorado, an off day Monday, and going against those L.A. Dodgers on Tuesday and Wednesday. Good luck this weekend, Adrian. As always, thanks so much for the time.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
There you go. AJ Preller, Executive Vice President and General Manager of the San Diego Padres, our Friar Fridays, and we thank him for joining us on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. Save with a high-yield certificate account from SDCCU. For details, visit SDCCU.com.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer,
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Casino.
Hi, everybody. I'm Maury Povich. On my podcast, On Par with Maury Povich, I'm going to sit down with the icons, the stars, and the faces at the very center of today's big cultural moments. With everyone from comedians Josh Johnson, Dan Soder, Leanne Morgan, to newsmakers Don Lemon, Joy Reid, Aaron Parnas, and so many more. So join me for new episodes every week because nothing is off limits. Great conversations. They're always on par. Follow and listen to On Par with Maury Povich wherever you get your podcasts.